USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former Major League Baseball star recovering after emergency surgery, the former Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz now said to be out of danger after the 43-year-old was shot in the back while at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic of Santo Domingo. The alleged gunman tried to run away, but he was chased down by a crowd and held for police. There's no word on what the motive was. A crane collapse, leaving one person dead and several people critically injured in Dallas. It happened during a storm yesterday, and this man says it nearly struck his apartment.
I could have been dead. The man next door, I believe he sustained, like, very critical injuries to his neck. He could not move. He couldn't stand.
He was speaking there to NBC News. Authorities say they believe everyone in the building's now been accounted for. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
The House Judiciary Committee starting a series of hearings concerning the Mueller report today. The main witness at today's hearing will be the former White House counsel John Dean, who was a key figure in the Watergate scandal that prompted the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Meanwhile, this is just the start of these hearings as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A public hearing is set by the House Intelligence Committee on the counterintelligence implications of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The hearing will be held next Wednesday and will feature testimony from former FBI officials who worked in the Bureau's National Security Branch. This will be the first in a series of hearings the committee plans to hold on Mueller's investigation.
President Trump says he could still impose tariffs on Mexican imports if the government there falls short on enforcing security at its southern border, as it's agreed to do in a deal struck on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The acting head of the Department of Homeland Security is now pushing back against claims that that deal with Mexico reached over the weekend is actually nothing new. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan telling Fox News Sunday most of it's new. He says Mexico has agreed to commit over 10 times more officers to increase border security and help contain the flow of asylum seekers into the United States. Now, many details of the agreement have not been made public, but McAleenan says the progress goes beyond similar announcements made by then-Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen earlier this year, as well as late last year. The New York Times had claimed that most of the deal that was announced back on Saturday was nothing new. President Trump also tweeting that the Times was absolutely wrong, calling it the failing New York Times and, again, fake news. The Church of England is doing away with its ban on investments in medical marijuana. The commissioners who oversee the church's $16 billion investment portfolio say they see a distinction between medical and recreational cannabis, and they're fine with its medicinal use. And Hadestown is the big winner in the 2019 Tony Awards hosted by James Corden last night. It took home 8 awards, including Best Musical. The awards held last night, it's at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.